Anybody who's spent 3 days in an airport will know just how awful that can be. But for the American whistleblower Edward Snowden, the situation is much worse than the ordinary travellers, because, of course, the Americans have withdrawn his passport, and right now he has nowhere to go. The question is, will the Russians accept him? Seems unlikely. And if not, who will? We're joined from Moscow by freelance journalist Tim Wall. Thanks for taking the call. Tim, first of all, any idea where, at the moment, where Edward Snowden is going or might go?
Right. Well, of course, the government of Ecuador is considering his request, and we all know this, for political asylum. But I think that the delay there from the Ecuadorian government is quite significant, because they obviously realize that if they do accept him, this would bring various consequences on their head. The United States is their biggest trading partner in Ecuador. So it could be a little bit tricky for the Ecuadorian government to actually accept him.
What exactly is the line being taken by Vladimir Putin? Because it does seem to rule out any idea of giving him even temporary asylum in Russia.
Right. I think that so far Vladimir Putin has been very careful in the way that he's dealt with the situation. I think he's not being entirely truthful when he says that they learned of his arrival in Moscow from the media, and that Snowden hasn't had any contact with the Russian government. I think that would be highly unlikely. But if Russia was to give asylum to Snowden, that would create quite a serious precedent between Russia and the United States. And I don't think that that is Putin's plan A. Let's put it that way.
Is Putin looking on this as something which is quite handy as a way of embarrassing the Americans, but at the same time is shying away from taking them and getting involved in a full frontal diplomatic row by giving them, as I say, even temporary permission to stay?
I think that's exactly right. I mean, the phrase that's being used here in Moscow is that he'd like to tweak the Americans' nose quite a little bit. But if Ecuador does not give Snowden asylum, and I say it's a big step for any government to take on the United States in this way, then it would put quite a lot of pressure on Putin, and I'm sure this is what they've been considering in the Kremlin, as to whether they could actually go ahead and take in Snowden. Whether he, of course, would want to be part of any Russian propaganda is another question entirely.
Venezuela's already said, by the way, they would consider an asylum application from him. We don't know where that's going. But for the moment, are we looking at a standoff with no end in sight? And one thinks of Julian Assange still in the Ecuadorian embassy in London. Could we be looking at that possibility in Moscow airport?
I think it is possible. I think it is possible. I mean, Sheremetyevo Airport, of course, is, I mean, it has quite a long tradition of not being a very hospitable place to be, even though it was the Irish company Air Rianta that started the duty-free tradition in the Soviet Union at the airport 20 years ago. I think that it could be rather uncomfortable for all sides if this drags on for a while.
All right. Well, I wasn't going to mention the Irish connection, but thank you for reminding us of it. Anyway, it's a standoff with no immediate end in sight. And thank you very much for telling us where it stands. Tim Wall in Moscow. It's coming up to 8:15.